This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The number of Colorado patients hospitalized with COVID-19 has fallen to 192. It's the first drop in 10 weeks. About 2% of patients visiting hospital emergency departments are testing positive for coronavirus. Nearly 30 utilities are recording increasing levels of the virus in wastewater. Almost 20 report flat levels. State health officials say the best way to stay safe is to get vaccinated. Newly reformulated vaccines are now available. A popular lake in Mesa County will be drained next year. It's the next step in an effort to combat invasive species. CPR News Western Slope reporter Tom Hess.
Zebra mussels were first discovered in Highline Lake in the fall of 2022. Efforts to eradicate them have proved ineffective thus far. Colorado Parks and Wildlife announced plans to drain the lake in 2024. Highline Lake will be closed to motorized boating next season, and bag and possession limits will be lifted for anglers. In Grand Junction, I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
Meanwhile, the National Forest Foundation is looking for a contractor to reconstruct the trail leading to Glenwood Canyon's iconic Hanging Lake. A 2021 mudslide that started in the Grizzly Creek fire burn scar caused significant damage to the lake and the surrounding area, destroying bridges, trail sections, and downing trees. While the trail has since reopened, efforts to renovate the trail to protect against future natural disasters are expected to start this spring. The Boulder Museum of Contemporary Art is going to a pay-what-you-will model. The museum says its goal is to be as accessible as possible to everyone in the community, and that it hopes visitors who can afford to contribute more will do so. BMOCA will debut its pay model tomorrow. It's also opening a new exhibit this week called Media Live, Technology as Healing. This is CPR News and KRCC.